What is artificial intelligence? In the 1950s, separate researchers began developing the first artificial intelligence machines. Before then, only minor experimenting had been done in artificial intelligence, particularly in code breaking during the Second World War. It was an emerging field, and only some people seemed to be aware of the potential in the beginning. Now, artificial intelligence is used in a variety of applications, in multiple sectors, involving problem-solving, learning, planning, reasoning, and logic. It enables computers to perform tasks which normally require human thinking to perform. To think like a human, computers require data from which they can learn. Artificial intelligence holds an almost mythical place in people's minds. I bet if you said the words artificial intelligence to most people, there would be images of robots walking around, acting like humans. This kind of science fictionalization of artificial intelligence makes people wary when they hear the term. But it's not as scary as it sounds. It has done a lot of good in medicine and business, transportation and communication. Although there have been impressive strides in the field, the misconception of a sentient computer is still a long way off. Still, the advent of self-driving cars and computers and phones that can talk stirs the imagination. Although it sounds more like something from science fiction, artificial intelligence is in so much of our daily lives now. If it sounded spooky to you at first, let me remind you of all the technology that artificial intelligence has brought into our lives in recent years. Last time you turned on Netflix, you were browsing a list that took the shows you watched and the movies you rewatched. It turned that list into data and created another list of recommendations. Movies it predicted that you would enjoy based on what you've already enjoyed. This is done by machine learning, a subset of artificial intelligence. If you have a smartphone, you may use voice commands to search for things hands-free. You tell your phone that you're looking for cafes in your area, and your phone says, "Searching for cafes in your area." In a matter of seconds, a list of results appears, and you didn't even need to type anything. It recognized your voice and understood what you said. This is a part of natural language processing, another subset of machine learning. Every time you open your email account and you label spam, your email host is learning how to do a better job identifying spam. This is another type of machine learning. So, artificial intelligence is not necessarily sentient robots who want to take over, like as we know it. As of now, it's much more benign than that. It's also extremely helpful, and it's capable of learning things that we can't explicitly program it to do. Artificial intelligence requires something called artificial reasoning, otherwise known as machine reasoning. When humans learn new things and draw conclusions, we go through a process known as inductive reasoning. We take pieces of information to draw new conclusions. Usually, there is no set rule that we are taught to go by. We learn from experience and draw our own rules by cumulative experience. For example, I could tell you that it snowed 15 times last December. Therefore, it will snow this December again. Every day in January was cold, so every day this January will be cold, so I should bring a jacket. We weren't born hardwired to know that there would be snow every December, or that January is cold. We learned these things through experience, and used inductive reasoning to generalize about future Decembers and Januaries. Based on our inductive reasoning, we make the logical decision to prepare ourselves and take a coat with us next winter. The experiences we had where we say snow in December and we were cold in January represent our data. These are the inputs from our environment that we are constantly learning from. Humans think differently from machines because we don't interpret numerical data patterns. We learn from positive and negative rewards and from the feelings we experience in our daily lives. Getting a computer to use inductive reasoning will get us closer to having human-like machines. So, for computers to learn, they need to have data to learn from. Data usually needs to be numerical, so that it can be interpreted by mathematical models and algorithms. If we give a computer enough data, it will create the parameters to design its own model or algorithm, to predict new situations based on prior experience. This is the basis of machine learning. Feed the computer experience so that it can predict new outcomes in the future through inductive reasoning. Artificial intelligence is especially interesting because computers are already better than humans at some tasks. They can draw mathematical conclusions on a dataset with thousands of inputs in a matter of seconds. No human on Earth could process that kind of information so quickly. If we could use machine learning to examine data from a complex dataset that had 100 variables, we could probably learn about trends and patterns that were very complex and hard to distinguish manually. This is what makes computers such a useful tool, and why they have helped to make huge strides in data science. Using computers for data analysis makes it easier to find patterns and similarities that you don't even know exist, or that may have not even considered. In other tasks, computers perform very poorly. Some of these tasks would seem very simple to us, like identifying the difference between a picture of a cat and a picture of a dog. But for a computer, this is extremely complicated to figure out. Therein lies the current challenge with artificial intelligence, bridging the gap between the type of inductive reasoning humans are capable of and the type of reasoning computers are good at. Key term: inductive reasoning. Drawing on information from experiences and our environment to draw generalizations. The ability to see difference between these pictures based on our knowledge of cats and dogs. This is what we know as reasoning. The goal of artificial intelligence is to teach computers how to have similar abilities to human-like reasoning. Computers' models have been utilized to process natural languages. Natural language processing gives computers the ability to understand natural languages, or what we know as our human languages. Natural language processing relies on machine learning techniques to understand speech and text and respond to commands and interactions. This technology is becoming very common and accessible. GPUs, graphics processing units, are becoming more widely available and less expensive, which means datasets are getting bigger, and the use of machine learning is expanding. You may have used it when you talk to Siri on your iPhone. When you say something to Siri, your phone receives the audio. To interpret it, it turns your audio to text. Then your phone analyzes the text to derive meaning from the command that you gave it. Natural language processing is one of the most common applications of machine learning, and we use it every day. When we use a search function on the internet, we are using natural language processing. Translation apps must take our voice or our text and analyze the sentence structure to make meaning. When you type up a paper or a Word document, your word processor uses natural language processing to sift for grammatical errors and spelling mistakes. Despite its popularity, it's a very complex field of computer science and artificial intelligence. Being able to interpret the meaning of the alphabet arranged in a virtually infinite amount of combinations requires huge amounts of data for the computer to understand what you are writing or saying. In addition to being able to understand what we say and write, computers can also make strategic decisions based on what they've learned from data in the 1990s. IBM created a computer called Deep Blue that defeated a world master at chess. It was the first computer to be able to perform such a task. Because of the simplicity of the rules in chess, computer scientists at IBM chose to train their computer to play. But there are thousands of potential moves and arrangements that the pieces can take once the game has started. The computer had to learn this using data. What makes machine learning unique to other types of computer science is the ability of models to change their methods over time to suit new data. What separates a machine learning model from a regular line of explicit code is that machine learning will take in new data and improve itself. It can also perform tasks which require planning and contain strategic components. The Deep Blue computer had to be adept at analyzing possible sequences of moves rather than just one move at a time. The same technologies that enabled a computer to beat a world-class chess champion are now making it possible for self-driving vehicles to get a passenger safely from point A to point B. Compared to the relative simplicity of chess, self-driving cars must plan and interpret hundreds of variables to keep its passengers safe. It goes beyond the two-dimensional data analysis employed by machines playing chess. Self-driving cars must master multidimensional data analysis to navigate the ever-changing environment on the road. The machine learns through trial and error, repeating the tasks over and over and learning from failures and successes. These experiences are introduced as data, and over time, the machine will know its probability of failure or success for every possible move. Machine learning models interpret potential states in the environment. For an algorithm that plays chess, this is all its possible moves and all its competitors' possible moves. The algorithm is an amalgamation of goals and potential actions. By using this data, it creates a plan to optimize the likelihood of achieving the goals. It also enables computers to do self-learning without specific directions through programming. Trying to get a computer to do all these things sounds simpler in theory than it is in practice. Most of the functions we've just mentioned, from checkers to self-driving cars, require advanced statistical techniques to optimize the outcome and train a machine that knows how to win with a high level of accuracy. Machine learning falls under the larger umbrella of artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is a branch of computer science that includes reasoning, natural language processing, planning, and machine learning. The term was first coined by a computer scientist named John McCarthy in 1956. You'll also hear the term data science, which encompasses artificial intelligence and machine learning. Data science is a broader term, but it's often used to describe machine learning. Machine learning experts are often referred to as data scientists, both in this book and beyond. There is an overlap between data science and machine learning, but they are not the same thing. Data science is more of a general term, whereas machine learning is part of a data science.